the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which the Anbiya alayhi salam brought to this world will never be outdated, nor will it need any re-edition or revision, because it is addressed to insan, and there is only one way Allah created insan. The same feelings that he had a million years ago will be exactly the same feeling that he will have just before Qiyamah, when the last man will live. The aspirations, the temperaments, and every other intrinsic nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in insan is not there to change. So therefore, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is addressed to Hazrat Insan, this human being, it will be appropriate for all times. Secondly, we establish that man is the solution. He is the creator of good conditions upon him, and he is also, creator here means that he is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring good conditions upon him and bad conditions. So the focus is solely on him, and he is the one that will solve the problems. The second principle we established was that there are those that are living in this world who did not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they live a life that is connected to zahir, to that which is apparent. And if they know that there is a way of acquiring a certain objective by going a certain route which everybody is following, so they will also apply their minds and their efforts and themselves behind that same pattern, wishing to achieve what is normally achieved by that effort. And this is what we call working towards the zahir, something that is apparent. In contrast to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us believers. And a believer is the one, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, the one that moves towards the unseen. So when he is moving towards his objective, he is moving towards something that he hasn't seen, something that people also don't see. They don't see the accomplishment of this effort leading to that acquisition. Instead, sometimes they see the opposite, that when a person wants to acquire something, he must go this route because this is the way everybody is doing it. But he is taking an alternate route and trying to acquire the same thing that that individual, the former individual, is trying to acquire. So we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the parable of those people who live according to their apparent means and that which non-Muslims strive towards, their parable is like that person who is in a barren land, in a desert, scorching heat above his head, and the only thing he can see around him is sand, and he has absolutely no means of salvation.